I don't even think Arabs make up 20% of Muslims, so you know, there's not even as many Arabs, I think, in the whole world as there is Indonesians. So, I mean, Islam's for everyone, and if you just look at the map of the world, it's every colour, every creed, every nationality. I went through a period of about 5 or 6 years in my life where basically, if you were to look at me, you'd say he's a scum of the earth, and that's the way I was treated, and that's what I was, and it was from my own hand. I destroyed my family, I destroyed myself, I destroyed anything that I ever care about, and I kept on going down and down and further down in life until I was at the bottom of the barrel. I was pretty much the worst people, and you know, certain things happened to me that, you know, I don't want to elaborate on too much further here, you know, because as a Muslim's meant to conceal his sins, and I'm not too proud of how I used to be. But there came a point where I asked God to save me from what was going to happen to me. I was either going to get killed or certain things, and I said to myself, I have to do it now, mate. There's no turning back, Muhammad, you know. You've come to this point in your life where, you know, last part has God Almighty shown you, you know.
I must admit, I did have a lot of the believed and a lot of the negative stereotypes about Islam, such as sort of the irrational, the terrorist, misogynist type attitude of Muslims. And when I found this was not the case, that it spurned more interest. And, well, what else don't I know? And the Muslims actually that I met, like the first time I actually had that human contact with Islam and Muslims, they were actually some of the finest human beings that I'd met, and it was quite shocking to me, actually. I was listening to a ABC news radio, and they said that a Queensland company had just marketed a special honey, a medicinal honey, because honey has a lot of antibacterial properties, okay? 2 days before that, I'd been given my first Quran, all right? That afternoon, I thought to myself, oh, that's interesting about the honey, etc. That afternoon, I went home, and I said, oh, let's have a look at this Quran, and I opened it up to Surah the Bee, and I apologize, I don't remember the verse, but the very thing I read when I got home was, and that blew me away. I mean, wow.
If I ever find I need to cleanse my heart or, you know, soothe my senses, I just read the Quran.
Before I came to Islam, you know, what you see on the news and what you hear, it's the same thing that someone who's ignorant of the religion and doesn't really pick up a book and start reading about the religion would have. Like, those same ideas, you know, terrorists, just Arabs and so forth, blah, blah, blah. So it wasn't too good of a view, but the fact that I knew some Muslims kind of balanced that out. There was a time when I was just doing some vacation employment at uni, and you know, there was nowhere else to pray, so I just got up and said, okay, I need to pray, and I just prayed, you know, right on the side there. And after, when I finished praying, they started asking about Islam, and it's an opportunity, I guess, to tell them more about Islam. Initially they'll be like, you know, they don't know how to take it, like, because they don't want to say anything wrong, but it's a matter of saying being steadfast and making yourself known as a Muslim, so people would ask you, because I think a lot of people are curious just exactly what Islam is. And if they find out you're a Muslim, then they'll tend to have, so far personally, my experience have all been positive. So they've all been like, you know, oh, just what is Islam, why do you pray, etc, etc.
Islam began in Indonesia through tradesmen. The honesty of these tradesmen in their business dealings and their manners sort of made them stand out in that society. And so when the message of Islam came, it was easy for them to accept. Previously, Indonesians worshipped idols, which meant when Islam came to them, it made sense to them. And that they realized that gods cannot just be carved out of stone or wood, and that God is much greater than that.
Islam is one, and that's what I really love about Islam. It doesn't matter what color you are, doesn't matter what religion you come from, it invites everybody in, and it's very different to what the Jewish people teach you as well. So that was another reason why I actually came here, because in like a sense, it sort of makes sense, because it starts from Adam and it goes all the way to the last prophet, and that involves everyone. It involves all religions that believe in God. One thing that really stood out was when they got somebody in, and it was like a young boy, and he was actually reading the Quran in Arabic, and I started to feel it in my heart when he was reading it in Arabic. And to me, like, I don't even understand it. I was actually wanting to cry. I was actually thinking, stop it, because I'm going to cry in a second. So, like, that's when I knew, well, definitely I feel it in my heart if I can feel this, yeah.
A lot of people don't like change. But if Islam was, if Muslims lived the way the Prophet lived, how could anyone not accept Islam? And this is the most important thing, that Muslims hold the torch, and they must, you know, show the rest of the world that, you know, this is how Muslims are, this is how Muslims should be. One of those things where I'd left home early and had, you know, I had a good upbringing and I knew right from wrong, but I wanted to get a taste of life, and, you know, alhamdulillah, Allah saved me, you know, at a young age, rather than going into the bad things in life.